isolation's devastating impact. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Before the 20th century, solitary confinement was commonly used to punish prisoners for brief periods of time. The practice was largely abandoned because of its negative psychological effects, but began to make a comeback in the 1970s.
Some estimates suggest that there are as many as 80,000 prisoners in the United States who are held like this on any given day.
That's UC Santa Cruz psychologist Craig Haney. At the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, he said that these prisoners are often sent to solitary for months or even years, leading to extreme loneliness, depression, irrational anger, and social withdrawal.
In some instances, that psychological harm is irreversible.
Upon release, many of these prisoners have a hard time reintegrating into the social lives of their families and communities, which often leads to recidivism. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.